with SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt asked about today's White House meeting of President Trump and New York City's mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani.
The president agreed to meet with Mamdani after the 34-year-old political newcomer won a stunning victory in New York City. His campaign heavily focused on affordability, and Mamdani plans to talk about that with the president. Both Donald Trump and his press secretary have described Mamdani as a communist, even though he is a democratic socialist.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Trump administration announcing new oil drilling off the California and Florida coasts for the first time in decades. Federal waters in the eastern Gulf of America have been off limits to energy exploration since 1995. Federal Judge Jia Cobb ordering an end to President Trump's war on crime in Washington, D.C., ordering a withdrawal of National Guard troops from the capital city streets.
Judge Cobb concluded that while the president does have the authority to protect federal functions and property, he can't unilaterally deploy the Guard to help with crime control or call in troops from other states. The district's attorney general is calling for the troops to be sent home, saying that normalizing their use for domestic law enforcement sets a dangerous precedent. The White House stands by the deployment. Spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says the lawsuit's an attempt to undermine the president's efforts to stop violent crime in D.C. Deployments in other cities have led to similar court challenges with mixed results. Jennifer King, Washington.
Federal investigators say there's evidence of cracks in the left wing engine mount of the UPS cargo plane. It crashed and burned in Louisville earlier this month. 14 people were killed. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 25 points. NASDAQ futures 200 points lower. This is SRN News. The governor of Texas takes on Islamic terrorists.
Republican Greg Abbott has declared the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council of American Islamic Affairs to be transnational terrorist organizations. This bars those two groups from obtaining land in Texas, and he's trying to shut them down entirely. Kerr has responded by threatening a lawsuit, and the governor says he would welcome a day in court. Abbott has expressed strong support for Israel and has decried growing anti-Semitism in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen attacked a church in Nigeria, killing two people this week. Even as the country faces Trump administration threats of U.S. sanctions over the persecution of Christians. No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday night's attack in central Nigeria. Police responded to reports of gunfire and found one person fatally shot inside the church, another nearby. President Trump has warned that Christians face a threat in Nigeria. The State Department has placed it on its list of countries of particular concern. This is SRN News. It's controversy in Texas schools.
A new law in the Lone Star State says every public classroom must display a poster listing the Ten Commandments. Some teachers and parents worry the law forces Christianity on students and believe it breaches the U.S. Constitution. But all across the state, supporters are donating posters to schools and applauding the conservative push. So far this school year, posters have gone up in most classrooms, but not all. The mandate faces legal challenges likely to reach the Supreme Court. Jason Walker reporting.
The federal government has released a new crash test dummy design that advocates believe will help to make vehicles safer for women. The Department of Transportation says it will consider using the test dummy in the government's five-star safety ratings once a final rule is adopted. More details at SRNNews.com.